whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
Hi again.
Hi again, Yvonne. That was a great intro.
Yes. Yeah. Where are you at the moment?
I'm at the moment in our hometown of Falköping in Sweden. I just arrived from Mallorca this morning, and now we're doing rehearsals here for a couple of days. We're doing the Sweden Rock Festival here on Friday, so we have a little bit of rehearsing for this summer's, you know, festivals and tours and stuff.
Yeah,
so in Sweden, the sun is shining in Sweden, which isn't that common, but today it does.
The sun sounds good. It's better than here in Munich. We have rain for 3 days, and the situation here in Germany is not good at the moment. Yes, but let's talk about some better things. Your new album.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. You
know, it feels, Teenage it Rebel.
Feels, yeah, correct. It feels great that it's finally out. You know, it's... making an album is like, for me, it's been ready for like 6 months, and I've just been waiting for you guys to listen to it, and now it's out and it feels great.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how happy are you that the album is finally out?
Well, in that sense, I'm 10. 10. It feels great. It feels great. 10 out of 10.
How was the process of creating the album? Was there a moment that you particularly remember?
Well, I think the start of it all, when, because we released an album a couple of years back and it was quite successful, so it felt like we had quite a lot of pressure. You know, there was a lot of people asking for a new album, and I wasn't sure if I had any more songs in me, because this what we do is very retrospective nostalgia. So I think what I remember the most is trying to kind of get a story for a second album, which wasn't that. It was more of a, what do you say? It was a bittersweet kind of moment, because I knew that I wanted to make a new album, but I didn't know what to write about. But when I finally got the idea of, I wrote this quote in some paper, said like the Peter Pan syndrome, which is a psychological term for men that refuses to grow up, and I kind of that's a great topic. That's what this album should be about. So to answer your question, I remember that part of it, because that was the start of it. And when I figured that out, it was kind of, I shouldn't say an easy road, but then I at least knew where we were going with this. So
the start of the journey.
Yeah. So, and of course, by the end, when we felt like, now, I think it's ready, you know, that was also a great feeling, of course.
Of course,
but
yes.
apart from that, it was hell.
If you had to describe Teenage Rebel with one adjective, what would it be?
Let me see, adjective. Then it's not the, remind me again, what is I know the verb, but what's an adjective? It's the...
Adjective is sweet, hot...
Then I would say, tricky.
Sorry.
What would I say? I would say friendly.
Friendly. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Kind of. I don't know if it's the best adjective, but still. Friendly. No, it's too bad. I don't know. I guess when you listen to it, you can come up with one good one. It's for me, it's a bit too close. I'm not objective enough.
Yeah, okay. I got it. Listening to the songs, I got a feeling that you really like the 80s.
Yep.
What do you like so much about the 80s?
Well, what isn't there to like about the 80s? Everything. No, but I think... I think the most important thing, you know, talking about music, as Nestor is a rock band, I love the music from the 80s, because I think if you compare the 80s to the 90s, in the 80s, everything was about the song, you know, about the harmonics. And if you listen to songs with let's say, Alphaville, or if you're listening to songs with Kiss in the 80s, it wasn't that much difference. You know, the songs were great, but you just dressed them up in different kind of clothes. So if you're listening to maybe not Heavens on Fire, but you know, the songs were always in focus, which is I can't really see that nowadays or back then. It was like always about the songs and harmonics, which I love about the 80s.
What are your biggest idols from that time?
I would say that Kiss, of course.
Yes, of
the
course.
80s Kiss and Bon Jovi were great influential, great influence on us. Yeah, I would say like, and maybe Bryan Adams, these three.
Oh, wow, yes.
In the mix. Yeah. But also like Van Halen and Europe and Scorpions and all these bands as well. But the main ones.
So many great names.
Yeah. Yeah.
You form your band in the end of the 80s, then reformed 2021 after a long break. So when I read about that, I asked me, what have you been done throughout the years in this time?
Well, first of all, you know, when we started off in the late 80s, we were only kids, you know, so we kept on going for a lot of years, or not a lot of years, but 5-6 years. But somewhere in 95, you know, life kind of came in between. It was like education, girlfriends. So we never said that we took a pause or a break. We just, you know, it was like sand running through your fingers. It was like I stayed in the music business and I've been doing that since. But the rest of the guys, one of the guys, he became a police officer, and one guy, he's now a principal at a school. And so we kind of, we took a pause for a lot of years. And then, long story short, when the pandemic hit the world, I was sitting in my house in Spain and playing the piano. And for some reason, I always ended up playing like, I want to know what love is, or is this love that I'm feeling, or all 80s songs. And I got this idea that wouldn't it be great? Because the guitar player, Nestor, we always been in different bands. And so I called him up and said, like, wouldn't it be cool to kind of get into a time machine and make that album that we didn't have the chance or possibility to make back in 89 now? And he was like, yeah, that would be super cool. But should we, you know, get the band together like Nestor? So I called him up and asked if, you know, should we get the band together? And the bass player, he said, like, what took you so long? Let's go. So that's like the long story, really short. We did a lot of stuff through in this period of time, but the main part, I guess, was making babies and educating us.
But Time Machine is a good description how I felt when I heard Teenage Rebel for the first time. I thought, oh, well, I feel like in DeLorean.
Yeah.
And flashback to the 80s, and also back in this time, it's a great mix, I would say.
Yeah, thank you. No, that's well put. It's exactly like that. Time Machine in a DeLorean, going back to these times and bringing back and add a little bit of 2023-4, and there you got the Teenage Rebel album.
You know, are playing a few festival shows, including the Summer Breeze Open Air here in Germany.
Yeah.
What can we fans look forward to?
Oh, we did actually that festival in Brazil a couple of weeks back, the same Summer Breeze, but in Brazil. Now, but you can, I guess it's going to be a great show. You know, a great show. We always try to bring what's on the album to the live show as well, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of emotions, a lot of great, a lot of energy, I should say. It's like, we try to bring that kind of feeling that I believe sometimes gone missing a little bit in the hard rock scene, that we have a lot of fun, you know. We have like this device that we say, like, Nestor is always having the most fun. So you can look forward to a great show and a lot of energy and positive vibes, I guess.
And in the other way, what are you looking forward to here in Germany?
Yeah, in that festival in Nagoya, you mean that in particular or in general?
In general.
But we're looking forward to, we played in Germany quite a bit. So we met some of our fans there. And the main thing, I think, is to be able to play, it such a great country and a big country. You know, you have a lot of great scene. You know, there's a lot of places to play. Yep. So we're really looking forward to come to all these, not just Berlin, Munich and Hamburg, maybe, to come
a lot
to
of
all
different places and different people. And
yeah. And it seems like the rock scene is very much alive in Germany, which is...
Oh, yes.
In Sweden, it's not that popular anymore, but in Germany, it feels like that. So we're really looking forward to play everywhere. Yeah.
Well, have fun at your shows. And congratulations again to this great album. And
thank you very much.
Forward to record number 3.
Yeah, eventually.
Whole lot of talk, the interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rockin' podcasts.